Happy Democracy Day. McCain lost.
It's Erection Day.
Welcome to Misinformation This Week. I'm Zach.
I'm Weller.
And I've been drinking with Carl.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, he paid.
Well, why can't you just introduce yourself like everybody else?
What do you want me to say?
See if you can follow our lead. I said, welcome to Misinformation. I'm Zach.
And then I said, I'm Weller.
And I'm the fat kid chilling in the corner.
Close enough. So, what's going on? Anything new? Anybody?
It's Election Day.
It is Election Day. McCain lost.
He did.
We now have President Barack Obama. Hear, hear!
Yep.
No Vice President Palin.
Very upset about that. But there is an upside. You suppose when her governorship or whatever is over in Alaska, she'll show her titties? And like Playboy?
Her governorship.
Oh, she'll be in Playboy.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
How old a bitch is she?
I'm going to say 40s.
Yeah, right. And you're the one who fucking lusts after her, dude.
She's early hotness.
She's got kids in their late teens.
Yeah, she's got a kid in the army.
Yeah.
Well, but she's also got the little...
The Down syndrome kid. Trig.
That's exactly how I was going to describe him.
Yeah, she's got to be 40s.
I was definitely going to describe him in that way.
He's a Down syndrome kid.
I was just going to call him a Down syndrome kid. Nothing else.
Waterhead.
What?
Oh, Corky. What?
Yeah, there goes half our listenership.
No, we don't have any retarded listeners.
They won't play us at the home anymore.
Yeah. I remember when I got the first email that said,
I like ice cream!
Yes, it was, yay, misinformation, yay!
I poopy.
That's the one. Speaking of listener interaction, we have had a tremendous outpouring in the last 3-4 weeks from listeners we didn't even know we had. We've gotten a lot of emails and stuff, and we talked a little bit about it last week and the week before, but checking the misinformationpodcast@gmail.com account, we have a new listener from Maryland, somewhere in Maryland. Where the fuck?
Southern Maryland.
I didn't know that Maryland was a big enough state that you could break it up into like northern, southern, eastern, western.
Yes,
I
thought
it
was.
Yeah, they even call all the states fucking New England. They're also fucking tiny.
Yeah, they just lump them all together as like a little mini nation.
I thought they were called Boston.
No. You just like Boston because it's a kind of bean. Bean's food.
Already with bad jokes, huh?
I figured we'd just kind of ease into it. Kind of like
that. Did I ever tell you look like that guy from the commish?
Yeah.
Before he was cool on the Shield.
Oh, fuck you. Chickless is chickless, baby. It doesn't matter. It's true.
You're chickless, though.
It's pretty accurate at this point. You saw me trying to put my pants on at work the other day.
Oh, my God. You know you don't understand. He was putting on his uniform at work. His jumpsuit, we'll call it. And he almost lost a wrestling match to the button on his pants.
Oh.
I had to stop what I was doing and watch another man dress because it was a struggle of good and evil.
It's gotten to the point where it's one of those.
So I take it's not adjustable.
Oh, no.
I thought they all went that way like years ago.
No.
If we had elastic, I would be in heaven.
Oh man, it was bad. Like, and he's like, just get your pants fixed. And I'm like, I've got two of them out at the fucking tailor right now. This is my last pair.
To be let out.
When I fucking started.
It's not even the holidays yet, man. We're gonna get our holiday grub on here shortly.
Oh, dude, it's gonna be bad. I'll be over 200 pounds by summer. I guarantee it.
You know, I think the last time I was under 200 pounds, I was 4.
I am fucking 5'6".
I'm only 6'3".
I'm 5'6", and I will weigh 200 pounds easily after Christmas. Easily. All I do is fucking eat. All I do is eat and cry.
If you could find suspenders somewhere, you could probably go that route.
So like high school again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's exactly like high school, only in this case, I eat, cry, and actually get puss.
But you're still... But you have a downfall because now you're actually bald. You had flowing Brillo locks in high school.
It's true, and I didn't shave my balls in high school either. So, well, when all your girlfriends were talking on the fucking soccer bus about how big your cock was, all they were talking about was how furry I was.
Yes, I remember the discussion.
I remember hearing from Carrie Shirley in fucking history class one day. She's like, yeah, so I hear you're really hairy. I'm like, what the fuck's that supposed to mean? She's like all over. I'm like, that little fucking slut. Why would she fucking tell people about that?
I just knew something had gone terribly wrong when I would talk to all of her friends and they would look directly at my crotch.
Well, at least they wouldn't look directly at your crotch, point, and laugh like they did with me.
I didn't notice because I was looking at their chests.
Yeah, which some of them didn't have so much.
But I tried to imagine.
Your girlfriend in high school was a very well-endowed chick in the breastial area. She had some big fucking boobs.
Yes.
She still has some big boobs, but they turned her crazy.
No comment.
It's truth. T-R-O-O-F, truth. Yeah, so Anthony. Oh, you spill?
No, it's...
Bush Light. It's cool. Sometimes it just tastes good.
When?
Sometimes.
I'm done with Carl.
I'm finishing all my Smittics, and then I'll probably be dipping into your bag of fucking good. You bring any Funyuns? Because that'd be awesome.
I did not stop for Funyuns.
Asshole. All right, so back to Anthony. Anthony is, I don't know how long Anthony's been listening. Drop us a line, let us know. See, that's what I love. All these people write us, but they don't give us enough information to really,
point
like,
of reference. Like, how...
Do they give us misinformation?
Perhaps? How they found us.
You fucking cock knocker. Well, Anthony says
I got
that,
the head nod from Weller. That was a good one.
That's... It was passable. Anthony tells us that he found us through Cabin Fever. So we should take this opportunity to thank the fine lads, the fine Irish lads at Cabin Fever. They're fucking throwing us. They're throwing us a bone every once in a while. Right. They're giving us listeners. He's like the second or third guy that said that he heard of our podcast from Cabin Fever.
We appreciate
it. I agree. And notice that Aaron changed his photo. And he's got a mustache in it.
Oh yeah. It's an old photo though. Yeah. 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 He's I believe that's Pepe the Love Doctor. Or Pepe the Doctor of Love. That's who that is. Aaron's good fucking people, man. I'm telling you. I wish I could get down to Texas. He's going to be in Texas this month. I seriously thought about going down there for Thanksgiving.
He wasn't one of those people that are like, hey, I'm going to be in Texas. Why don't you swing on by?
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of like I am, like, hey, I'm going to Spain next year. You want to swing by and see me?
Yeah. I don't think he has a real grasp of how large our country is. You know, he lives on a fucking island the size of a coffee coaster, and we live in a large fucking nation, and he doesn't understand. He thinks that just because the same interstate goes through both states that we're obviously close, you know? Cause,
it's just down the road.
Yeah, I-35. I-35 goes right the fuck into Texas, right? So yeah. Just hop on fucking 35, head south.
Does he even understand how big Texas is?
I think he's been to Texas before. I think he gets it. It's just, you know, he wants to see as many people as he can when he's here. And so everybody's trying to gather up, but I can't. I got free Bears-Vikings tickets that weekend.
Yes, you do.
I
thought he was inviting me to earlier. And
yeah, that was
right under the bus.
That was a fucking awkward moment for me because I was like, yeah, I got some free Bears-Vikings tickets. And he looks at me, he's like, sorry, dude, I can't make it. I'm like, sorry,
he's
dude.
He's like, I don't give a fuck.
You weren't invited. I was just letting you in on a story that I'm going to see the Bears-Vikings game.
Crushed me badly.
I just guess I wasn't paying attention.
I'm going to have to resort to violence later.
Yeah,
for sure.
You'll get over it.
It's been a bad night.
Here, have a sandwich. It hasn't been that bad of a night, really. It's been a good night. We're recording hot on the heels of...
Election 08.
Yeah, Election 08, which was... It's funny because the last... I voted in the last two elections, but I don't remember... 04 really that much, but I remember 2000 because it went on forever.
Yeah,
and this
like
one
December 12th is when we found out who our president was.
Was it
2000?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and this year we found out at about 5:15 p.m. Like it was fucking.
It was over by
ridiculous.
The time like a third of the states had come in.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit, he beat that old man bloody. Oh,
well, what if they got it wrong again? That could happen.
Dude, they can't get it wrong. By he had like triple the amount of electoral votes.
I'm just saying. They
like,
might not
it was ridiculous. Even McCain was like, oh, shit, I can't argue with these numbers. You know? Meanwhile.
Very good.
Concession speech? Concession absolutely, speech. Yeah. Hey, the guy is a dignified dude. I think that all the slop ads that came out.
Not his idea.
No, fuck no. No, because every time somebody would try to bring up something that wasn't true, he's like, no, ma'am. No.
Well, I thought it was kind of cool the way when he was giving his speech, every time he said Obama, the people there would start booing,
mm-hmm.
and he'd silence them, like with the emperor cut off.
Well, that's because he can't raise his hands up.
He wasn't doing YMCA, fool.
He has to give him the safe because he can't give him the field goal. That's...
It's good!
It's, yeah. So, anyway, back to Anthony. Quit fucking getting me off Anthony here because the poor guy took some time to write us.
Off Anthony.
Yeah, I'll get off on Anthony. Sounds like
no wonder
a hot,
he likes us.
Hot fucking sex. He says to us, he's from Southern Maryland. He thinks our podcast is great, so it calls into question his judgment. But he discovered it through Cabin Fever. He listens to us while he's working his second job at... This means that we have fucking classy people that listen. Fucking classy listeners. His second job is at a fine wine shop. A fine wine shop.
You know, we could actually use some, like, fans that have fucking money. If just one of these people come into the shop to buy
Even
some fucking
jobs
wines, this is kind
nice.
Of funny.
Well, it'd be fucking great if he sent us some wine. Wouldn't that be fucking... We could taste that.
Who drinks wine?
It's alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last time I drank wine, it did not turn out well.
Oh, no. I got drunk on wine when I went to Arizona. I fucking passed out with my cock hanging out in the fucking bedroom. I don't even remember it. Like, apparently, I went to go take a piss and disappeared. And Jenny came and found me an hour later with my fucking pants all undone, laying ass out on the fucking bed. After she'd watched fucking 2 hours of NASCAR with my family. So in conclusion, and what a polite young fellow. He ends his email with, in conclusion, just
I
kinda,
take it here the episode where you're bad mouthing grammar.
Maybe he's just an intelligent fella. And he says to me, in conclusion, you guys rock. Keep up the good work, which I think is.
Now, who's that letter to?
To us.
No, who's it?
Oh, yeah, it says, hey, Zach and Weller.
I missed 2 weeks and the motherfuckers throw me under the bus.
Okay, well, maybe you should fucking show up to work every once in a while, all right? Okay, but to make you feel a little better, we also received an email, if I can get Gmail to work correctly, from none other than the Puerto Rican.
The Puerto Rican.
The Puerto Rican. And he says, hey, Zach, Eric, Weller, and Adam. He mentions you last, but at least he mentions you.
Well, I contribute the least. I expect that.
Oh, I take that back. He didn't mention you last. He said,
Carl
and
was
also,
last.
If you see Carl, say hi. Yeah, so you're a little above Carl. Just basically checking in. You know, hey, he works at the Home Depot, and they won't let him wear his fucking iPod anymore. So he has to sneak it in so he can listen to us at work. Yeah. And I believe, oh, here it is. You ready for it? So it's kind of hard to listen to you guys now, but I've been sneaking in the iPod just so I can listen to my favorite podcast. And Cabin then just in case we missed it, that's you guys, by the way. Dante,
nice.
Dante, you're a fucking gentleman.
We called
it
earlier, but I'll say it again. He is the Puerto Rican, the
Puerto
best
Rican.
Puerto Rican.
I like how he uses little words and repeats himself.
Hmm.
I said, I like how he uses little words and repeats himself. There's no ink conclusions.
Yeah, but he did. He's got some smack to talk to Weller just a little bit, though. He says we're doing a great job, but when the fuck are we getting more poems?
I have new poems on my site. I mentioned that.
You better, because it says he calls you out. To be a bad boy, you got to keep your rep up.
Check the website.
Maybe that's why he's being bad.
Actually, I just added him earlier tonight. So
just added Dante. It's hard to fucking navigate. Did you go to his MySpace page?
It wouldn't load. It just took forever. Like, yeah. It popped up right away, and then it went white, and this little scrolly thing went around. It just did it, like, ever, and it wouldn't show
and
up.
You can't, like, you can't check his friends and stuff. Like, I wanted to put a comment on his page, you know, like, hey, what's up, the Puerto Rican? You know, show his friends that he's a fucking pimp.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get to the spot where you drop a fucking comment. It's just way too much business going on there. Like, it's a tricked out page, and it's very confusing. All right, we need to fucking...
But yeah, Dante, check out my page. I do have on the blogs several new haikus.
Your misinformation, or your MySpace page.
Yeah, the MySpace.
Yeah, okay.
Haiku Weller, actually.
Is it?
So MySpace.com, Haiku Weller.
Haiku right. Weller is what haiku. You call yourself on MySpace.
Yeah. Dude.
All right, so thank you. We dipped into the mailbag to get the show started off. Mailbag, we've heard from the Puerto Rican, Dante, and Anthony. Anthony, who is good shit. And send us some wine. That'd be fucking awesome. We'll
even take the box shit.
Yeah, fuck, I don't care. I mean, whatever, free shit. But a fine wine place, he's got to be able to steal us something good from there.
He probably doesn't steal.
Maybe he gets a discount.
Damaged shit?
Yeah, a scratch and dent.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're not appliances, you jackholes.
They can't. What? You can't sell like dented wine.
No, it's How fucking tacky. It's tacky. You can't do that. Like maybe like the label scratched like off.
Hairline crack or something in it. Maybe the label's damaged.
I agree with Weller. Okay. Why don't you stop chasing away our free fucking booze? What's wrong with you?
You've lost your wine privileges. I hope you're happy.
I tell you what, that wine gets here, you take it away from me.
we're on a budget, man. I bought a monitor that's bigger than my first television set was. Look at that fucking
That's what happened to the prize closet.
Holy shit. No, the prize closet's still in effect. Oh, we got to send, we got an email. Did I tell you we got an email from,
the guy whose glitter you haven't sent yet?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. Did that ever get sound?
No, it's still, it's, no.
It's in his car.
Yeah, it's in my car.
Wait, go to the post
office. Fuck, who is this? Fuck, which guy is this? Shit. Oh, God damn it. It's the dude. Revan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Revan. Which is a dude, by the way.
I read that.
Very embarrassing. We got to apologize.
He's a dude in Knights of the Old Republic.
Right. Well, yeah. Wherever the fuck were you 2 weeks ago when we were like, oh, Revan, you sound like a hot chick. Show us your tits. Yeah. Fucking just talking about how we wanted
to
bang him.
I'm glad
you
didn't, by the way.
Yeah.
I was drinking with Carl.
Yeah. Come to find out he's a dude. He's a fucking a dude. A cool dude, but it would have been nice to know that he had a penis.
Cool enough that you still want to have sex with him?
Maybe. That's between me and Revan. So, fuck you.
Revan.
Is it pronounced Revan or Raven, then?
Revan.
Revan, okay. So, and he did. He fucking schooled me. He's like, Knights of the Old Republic, if you haven't played it yet, you better pick it up, you fucking douche. And I'm like, fuck, I'm sorry.
That was the game you didn't like.
I didn't like Knights of the Old Republic 2. I never played the first one.
You lie.
No, I never played the first
you
one.
Lie.
It was the second one that
you borrowed both of them from me.
No, I only borrowed the one, and it was Choppies. Don't fucking... I hated that game. I'll never play the first one. I don't like the type of game that it is. But I was embarrassed because I was like, I think this is a chick, and she's probably a hot chick, and we're going to fucking hit on her. It's going to be awesome. And the weird fucking...
Someone else to shoot us down. Yeah.
Fucking shit. So, yeah, it turns out it's a dude. Thanks for listening. But he was the first person to say that we were his favorite podcast. So we have to send him something from the prize closet. I swear to God, I'm going to send JK's shit this week or next week. Or maybe around Thanksgiving.
Let's get close to Christmas. We can put some Christmas paper on that bitch.
Well, it's already wrapped. It's like it's ready to fucking
roll. Ready to go.
I'm going to throw a little something extra in there that I decided on, and it'll fit.
Forbidden Kingdom or whatever the fuck it is.
No, that was actually not too bad of a flick. I mean, it's been made 17 times before, you know, but I don't even want to talk about Forbidden Kingdom right now.
What the hell is the name of the movie?
It's going to be a surprise. Shut up. Don't give it away. I want it to be a pleasant surprise when he opens the box. Maybe it won't even be a movie. All right? Maybe it'll be an autograph or something.
I just hit my teeth with this
one. Yeah, fucking stop trying to deep throw it. You want to fucking...
Bitch.
All right. So we're done with the mailbag now. We hit everybody. We needed to touch on Revan. Actually, funny shit is Jenny has been sending fucking emails. I live in the same fucking house with her. And she's like, yeah, you guys fucked this up. And this could have been done better. And it's like we're going to fucking... she's going to be our producer soon.
See, I feel bad because I've known her since like birth.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I say on here, I feel a little awkward that she hears.
Dude, you used to take baths with her.
I know, but she didn't have those big old boobies when we took baths together.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, wait, here it is. Okay, where is it? Fuck. Oh, this is great. Oh, we're talking about labia, remember?
Yeah.
And whether or not they had a fucking real purpose.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, the other day on Monday, right before I was going into work, on Oprah, they were talking about the badge the whole day. And there was a teaser clip. They're like, coming up next, we're going to talk about the labia. I was like, oh, my God, I went fucking nuts. I was like fucking jumping up and down. All they say was... it's different on all women, so don't be ashamed by how yours looks. That's all it was.
What?
Huge fucking letdown.
Bullshit.
No big Montanas?
Where's the fucking rest of it? She says she gives us the fucking...
She who?
Jenny. Hold on. It's a great fucking quote. Let me find it. I think it's right here. Okay. Hold on. Okay, here we go. I'm a little confused as to why... we're not going to read that part. Okay. I'm confused... I can read it. I'm a little confused as to why I would want you to sleep on the couch for saying the labia are useless. That's in response to me talking about the labia and saying that she was going to have my ass for talking about it. They are. It's not like you said they disgust you. They just seem pointless. I agree. Maybe they're there to protect the clitoris and vaginal opening from a physical trauma and B, dirt and bacteria. Just an educated guess. Somebody looked it up.
You think so?
All right. But, okay, so that's physical trauma. Like if you get hit by a fucking car, your labia are just going to.
Actually, if you get kicked in the clit, I've heard that hurts horribly bad.
So what are they? Do they fold up like an armadillo or something?
They're fucking down. It's like the balls, only it's almost impossible to get kicked like.
No, right, I mean like to protect you. Like, because supposedly.
Do they inflate? Like turn airbags?
Into, they turn into a puffy muffin. I'm sure that's exactly what happens. All right, let's fucking put the kibosh on
they
this
have
fucking
the
mailbag.
Pumps on the side. Oh shit! Oh, I blew a labia.
Anybody got a spare labia? Yeah, but it's only rated for 55 miles an hour. And don't take it on the interstate.
44 psi.
All right, we're done with the fucking mailbag. So that has been our mailbag. We don't have music or anything because we're not fancy like.
Well,
that.
We don't know that yet. We might
mailbag music.
Yeah.
No.
Get the ice cream music.
No, I don't have it. That's our mailbag music. That's the fucking most generic musical interlude ever. Yeah. So, what's going on this week? Now that we're done with the mailbag.
Well, you know how every episode you always ask me how things are, and I always say pretty much nothing,
right.
Or I say it's the same old shit,
right?
Blah blah blah. Actually, last episode, I actually pointed out that. I'm glad that it's nothing's ever going on because when shit does happen, it's always horrible. And
right.
Also in that same episode, you mentioned how my imagination is probably going to catch up to me and my girlfriend will probably break up with me. Guess what?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that your imagination. I said that you'd probably knock her up and you'd have illegitimate children.
No, she left.
Like completely left?
Yep.
Like 100% left?
Yep.
But because we talked about this last week and you said it was just like a. Like a,
for all you Pulp Fiction fans, she pulled a Jules Winfield on me.
Oh,
she's
no.
She's going to fucking walk the earth and find herself.
Shut
that's
the fuck
me.
Up.
Nope. That's
did
what
she
told me.
Did she take the bear mace? She might need that.
So.
Yeah, she, well, her bike's on my place. She came back.
Like her bicycle?
That's your bicycle.
She came back
wow.
Once. So she wants to be friends, but I don't know. That's always kind of a bullshit.
Friends thing. Don't hold friends' bicycles, man.
Friends don't cut friends' balls. Well, they do, but. Really? So is it a boy's bike or a girl's bike?
It's a girl's.
Fuck.
And then if that wasn't shitty enough, the day before, I was putting... Carl wanted me to help with his MySpace page updated and shit.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah. Yeah, you told me about this shit. Yeah, let it rip, buddy.
Check this out, right? You know,
have a good
he
cry.
Got fucking hammered.
Carl loves the strippers. Just fucking loves them. Almost as much as Blow.
This is Carl the unicorn, not Carl the hobo.
Not Carl
right.
Labor
yeah.
Ready.
This is, right. Yeah. So I put some pictures of him with his favorite stripper on MySpace. Not even a fucking day later, he calls him back just fucking pissed off, which you do not want to see a pissed off unicorn fucking ever, dude. Ever. He's like, check this shit out, dude. I go to his website. He points it out. There's this fucking nasty letter from MySpace. He had three pictures of a stripper. She was wearing pasties, had the panties on. Just three little poses,
so
and he's
no
sitting
actual,
there. MySpace
no kibbles
fucking
or bits.
Took them all off and said if he does that again, they're kicking him off MySpace.
Yeah.
Which is funny because a lot of his friends are strippers, and they're real. This picture was a doll.
Because that's
and
what,
they're actually
that's,
naked.
Because that's what Carl's into. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl loves him the plastic strippers.
Well, in his defense, he's a stuffed unicorn.
Oddly enough, though, MySpace chose to leave up the picture of him doing a fucking line of coke with Tommy Lee.
Yeah, because
I find that somewhat amusing.
Well, and their reasoning was that MySpace is available to children as young as 13 years old. And
so
they,
Blow's cool,
and they
can't look at
yeah.
A girl with pasties.
Right, they can't have questionable content on there. So basically, you don't want your kids to know about sex, but do as much fucking nose candy as possible.
Evidently.
MySpace is a bunch of fucking hypocrites.
It is.
That's
it is.
I fucking.
That's why I don't exist in the MySpace universe anymore.
I want to kick Tom in the nuts.
The picture of him is who would fucking pose her picture like that and force yourself to be friends with everybody? That is the biggest douche thing you could possibly
yeah,
do.
Yeah, because didn't you tell me if
force
really,
friendship and I, then not only that, but the picture you give everybody, you're looking sideways, giving the two thumbs up.
Didn't
who fucking does that?
Didn't you tell me that if you delete Tom as your friend, bad shit happens, like it fucks up your profile. Well,
when I set up mine, like I knew that he was always your first friend, so I deleted him, and like everything I had done to that point was just fucking erased.
The curse of Tom.
Tom is a bitter bitch, isn't he?
Yeah, he is like a fucking bitch, because you're like, hey, get the fuck out of here. He goes and he takes fucking all your shit.
Kind of like your girlfriend just did.
Fuck that, dude. Fuck that.
So much for that friend thing, huh?
So should we go back to talking about... You want to talk this out? You want to talk this out?
I'm cool.
Are you sure?
I was pretty fucked up for a day. I'm not going to lie. I was really depressed. But the very next day in the fucking mailbox, I get a letter from my fucking mortgage company. I'm like, all right, this can't be fucking good.
Oh, that's damn.
Right.
Read this thing about my escrow account. They said there's been an error in the escrow. I'm like, fuck, I don't have the money.
In your favor?
It was in my favor. I had a fucking check for $800.
Sweet titties, buy some shit.
Now I know
I did.
Carl,
I did.
Blow it on hookers.
I know how Carl got that money for the strip club now.
All right. You know what the most fucked up thing is? I just started to like her. When we fucking went to Bourbon's birthday party, right?
Right.
I came home and I was like, you know what? This chick ain't half bad. She was real nice. She was laid back. We had a good time. Everybody was laughing. You know what? Fuck her.
Was anybody else really uncomfortable there?
I don't know. I don't know why anybody else would have been really
uncomfortable. You know, I didn't mention this, but it is kind of funny. I know the listeners don't know her, but it's still a funny situation, so I guess I'll explain it. But so I'm sitting there and I was with my now ex-girlfriend at my best friend's 30th birthday party. He and his wife, we were all friends in high school, and they live in St. Louis now. They came up here to have a joint birthday party, and none of us really see him that often, so we all go to this party. So I'm sitting there with my, at the time, girlfriend, and Zach and Adam show up, and they look at me, and like Zach's like, so how's this treating you? I have no fucking idea what he said. I was thinking he was talking about, because we ordered food in this party room and this fucking waitress just flipped out and made us leave the party room and sit at a table 2 feet away from the party room to order food out there.
Because it was too much work for them to go through the double French doors to bring your food into you, because we don't do that. It's too much work.
So I assumed you were talking about the fact that I just sit in this table.
That's not what I was talking about.
I was like, what the fuck? What are you fucking? It made no sense.
If it makes you feel better, I didn't catch on when he said it originally either. I didn't catch it on until we walked in the room.
So, yeah, you and Zach leave, and then my girlfriend turns to me, and she's like, are you serious? I was like, what are you talking about?
Like, and he's like, do you really want me to be angry about this?
I
can be
me.
Angry about the food if you want me to be angry about the food. I was like, if you want me to be pissed off, I can.
She wouldn't tell me. She's like, if you don't know, then fine. So I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck's going on here? Go into the party room, sit down there. I'm talking to people. All of a sudden, like 20 minutes pass. I look over. There's my fucking ex-wife sitting 10 feet from me with her current boyfriend.
And her sister.
I had no fucking idea. They were there the whole fucking time.
Which I'll tell you is pretty fucking appropriate, because for the last 2 years of your marriage, you barely noticed she was there either.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very true. Very true. Yeah.
the thing that was fucking priceless was the look on Weller's face when it all fucking came together for him. He looks over.
The light bulb goes off.
And then he slowly looks back at me, and then he just goes, oh my God! Now I get it! I'm like, oh, Jesus. Are you serious? Are you fucking... Really? Really? He's like,
I didn't know.
No, they never made contact or anything.
Even say anything to each other.
No eye contact.
Naked before.
Now,
but it was like, Jim was one of my best friends in fucking high school.
She knew you were going to be there.
But I'm saying, why would she go to her ex-husband's best friend's birthday party?
She was showing off the Weller clone, because I'm telling you, that guy could be your fucking...
That dude is you
brother.
10 years
yeah,
ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for reals, dude. Like,
I was looking for 20-year-old me to come walking in that door here shortly.
I wanted to walk up to you and be like, did you by chance drive a 1978 Regal here? Because we need to fix that horn, because every time you fucking wash that motherfucker, it shorts out. Fucking Weller had this pimp-ass Regal that he drove around fucking racing stripes and shit. I love that fucking car. And it had the Dukes of Hazzard horn. And but every time he took it to the car wash, it short out. Every fucking time. I was like, put some silicone around that son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, God. So she never, like, that car.
She never spoke to you or anything, did she?
No.
Buy that fucking car. Use that $800 and buy that car
back. I sold it to one of my female friends, and she had it for a couple of years, and then she ended up selling it because she needed money real bad.
What
I have
the
no
fuck?
Fucking idea where it is now.
I hate her.
You ain't know
no idea
is.
Where it is.
I know. It was fucking Sarah. I know who it is.
You don't know her problems.
I know her problems is that she's got hips like a 12-year-old boy. That's one of her fucking problems. She's built like a dude. I'm angry about that car. Did I not try to talk you out of selling her that car?
You did.
Yeah,
but I barely drove it.
When are you going to fucking learn? It was paid off. It's not like you owed any fucking money on it. You just parked it.
Insurance.
Yeah, the insurance. It was like $10 a fucking month.
Yeah, no shit. It was an antique, man. It was a fucking classic car.
I'm trying to help you. Would you please stop throwing me under the goddamn
bus? $10 a month
is
$120, so yeah, that's... It does cost money, I guess.
Shut the fuck up.
And then registration.
You don't...
The fucking stamp, which goes up every fucking year. The letters, you have to buy the fucking envelope to send it back. So I always fucking tear up the...
No,
they send me
no, you don't have to. You can just go down to the fucking treasurer's office and pay it.
Ah, there's lines. And not parking.
Only...
You have to pay a fucking...
Not only do you not have to...
Feed the fucking meter.
Don't. It's fucking free 30-minute parking in the lot. And not only do you not have to fucking pay for a stamp, they knock 50 cents off if you go in and pay it at the office.
You
so
know,
there.
He's had a bad enough week already.
No, motherfucker. Don't fucking. When are you going to learn to listen to me when I
tell
you shit?
That car is long gone, man.
You did just a hoser with
that
this
car was,
too.
That car was sold like fucking, I don't know, 5 years ago maybe?
He didn't realize
bullshit.
Hoser had sold his car until after it was gone.
That
and
Cutlass?
He cried like a girl.
I was not a happy fucking camper. That was the most comfortable car. I've ridden in a Cadillac. Like a brand new fucking Cadillac. Still love that fucking ride in that Cutlass.
He put so much fucking money in that thing too, and then as soon as he got that vet, he just
yeah.
That fucking
does he
Cutlass
even have that Corvette
there.
Anymore? I dude, so. Do you have that Corvette still? Because he listens. Do you have do you have that Corvette? Hey.
Which, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery with his
his fucking knee.
His kickball knee.
Kickball.
I took him to Iowa City to get his staples out. Oh man.
I hope that's some black dude ligaments, so he's finally gonna be good at sports.
His knee looks like Chucky the Doll's face. It's
really?
Ridiculous.
Is that bad? I asked him. He's off crutches now.
Yeah, I saw.
But he still can't go back to work
on Halloween.
Yeah, he still can't go back to work because I asked him because we're going to that Bears Vikings game, and I said, "Are you gonna be on fucking crutches? Because I don't want to have to fucking wait for you to wade
to
through the sea of people and
steps.
Bullshit." He's like, "No, I'm off crutches." I'm like, "Then go back to work."
We should have him come in one night.
I would love to have him on the show. It'd be hilarious. I think you'd be good shit. We'll do it sometime. Yeah. So, man, you've had a fucking rough week. Is that it? Or did it get worse?
You have more shit
well,
pile
yeah,
on.
There is more, actually, because that night that she told me she was leaving me, she left, and I was like, I can't fucking sit at home. I was like, I got to do something.
Did she really say, I'm leaving you to walk the earth and find myself? Did she really say that?
She says, I want to find myself.
Did you say,
did you go,
I already found you.
Yeah,
you were naked in my bed.
I'd be like, you dumb bitch,
because...
you're right here.
And then she also referenced the fact that there, I, because on one of these fucking episodes she listened to, and as I said this, like, because she was with me when we listened to this episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, like, of all the episodes, this is the only one I don't need to listen to. But she even brought this up. She says that I mentioned once that, like, it's been so long since school that pretty much I'm no longer dream of shit. Like, I don't hope for the future and think I can change the world and all this shit.
God.
She says that she still wants to think that she can change the world.
Yeah. Well, and she'll get over that.
That's just foolish.
She'll get over that when she's 30. Fucking. Well, dude, if you think that's bad, once I said that I thought the vagina was ugly and I didn't get any fucking poon for like 3 weeks. So we sometimes say things that we didn't mean.
No, I did mean that. It just, I don't know.
I did mean that.
My dreams died.
I totally
long,
fucking
long
meant
ago.
That.
Keep talking. I'm looking for my fucking memory stick here. And I can't.
So anyway, after she breaks up with me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to my mom's. I'll go on the computer and just not think about this shit for a while.
There we go.
As soon as I go to my mom's house, she's like, hey, I got a surprise for you. She's like, what are you doing Friday?
Your mom or?
Nothing now.
Your mom said this.
Yeah.
Your mother is a fucking saint, by the way.
Oh, my mom's fucking awesome.
Continue.
So she's like, I got a surprise for you. I bought you and Hannah and myself tickets for fucking Joan Jett.
Outstanding.
Oh.
I was like,
so wait,
great.
Wait,
so then
wait,
I could tell her.
Wait. When was this?
Halloween night.
Motherfucker, I was off and you had an extra ticket to Joan Jett.
And then her fucking Reunited Blackhearts, the drummer, his wife had a baby last week. He's fucking not there.
Hey, you know who else wasn't there? Me. Because he didn't fucking call me and say, hey, you want to go see fucking Joan Jett? Oh, no. No, no. You know what? Fuck you. You know what? I got fucking Aerosmith tickets for next week. You're not going.
You were busy handing out candy molesting kids anyways.
I didn't molest any kids, but I made that one little kid cry. Were you here when that happened?
No.
No, you guys got here right after that. This little kid, May, 3 years old. I don't really have Aerosmith tickets. That was hurtful. I didn't mean to say that. This 3-year-old kid comes walking up. He wouldn't fucking take his eyes off me. He was like fucking locked on me. Cute little kid. I'm just looking at him. He's looking at me. Finally I go, hey, little man. And, like, he got that, like, sour
crunch face.
Yeah, like sour lemon face. Like before he just fucking starts bawling. I'm like, what'd I do? What? I wasn't wearing a costume. I had like fake vampire teeth. They weren't even in. Like, I don't know what the fuck it was, but man, that little kid, he was terrified of me.
If it makes you feel any better, I scare children all the time.
It's because they probably look like a snack. Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I've been eating so much Halloween candy. I probably put on 6 pounds in the last 2 days.
You don't even want to know how much candy I have in my house right now.
I ate an entire bag of snack-sized Baby Ruth's when I came home last night.
You fat bastard.
No. Well, that's not true. There were 2 left. I had them for breakfast this morning. Oh, God. I used to be somebody. I don't know what happened. If you don't believe me, hold on.
Fuck. Look at those wrappers, Willie. Open the can again.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. It's
okay, he's lifting up a garbage can. I'm guessing it's probably like a 4-gallon can.
Yeah.
Completely fucking overflowing with candy wrappers.
What is wrong with you?
And then I ran out of Baby Ruth's and I started on the old Henry's. I don't know what happened. It's a sickness.
Oh, Henry's. Who even eats those anymore?
It's a sickness. I can't help myself.
Isn't that what fucking like 8-year-old people eat? Fucking old Henry's?
I think so. You okay?
It's a fucking sickness, man. It's like reverse bulimia.
No, you're putting on your winter layer. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm putting on my insulation, my strength.
My strength.
Putting on my winter strength. I'm going to learn some of that fat kundo.
I'm telling you, it's a real martial art.
Oh, fuck. Man, damn, man.
So then I had to tell my mom that we broke up, of course. Only my mom really loved her a lot. And, well, maybe you guys can be friends.
Oh, yeah, because that always goes fucking wonderfully.
And then we had planned on taking a little, like, day trip. So I took off that Saturday from work, which now I had nothing to fucking do and couldn't go into work. So I fucking burned a vacation day.
Oh, you couldn't give it back?
I ended up calling one of my good friends that works a different key, so we hung out, which that ended up turning out pretty good anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, you didn't call me.
He said a friend.
I know, this is some bullshit, man. Okay, you don't call me to fucking go to Joan Jett. You don't call me when you have a day off that you wouldn't normally have.
I'm going to see Nine Inch Nails the 20th, and we're probably going to Lumberyard afterwards. You're welcome to go.
Oh, fuck you. No.
Lumberyard?
Yeah.
No. Why don't you take your ex-wife, because Closer is your guys' song.
You go to Nine Inch Nails and I'll meet you at the Lumberyard.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Yeah.
That's not funny. That's just hurtful.
No. Hurtful was telling him I had Aerosmith tickets and he couldn't go. That was hurtful. This was just accurate. Deceitful. This is just accurate. There's a difference. Which is great because you guys, you went to their wedding, right?
Yes.
Their fucking wedding reception was in the basement of a church. And their fucking song was Nine Inch Nails Closer.
Kind of felt a little dirty.
I thought the whole fucking place was just going to into flames. But I liked it.
Yeah, it's all right.
And we got fucking drunk in that parking lot.
Yeah, did my mom give you guys money to go get fucking beer?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, which is great because at that point, you didn't really even drink, did you?
No.
I think I was sitting on either my tailgate or Bourbon's tailgate with a cooler in between us.
Yeah.
And it was me and you.
I remember that because I was looking for you guys. They were supposed to be. Yeah. There was going to be like something with a wedding party, and I had no idea what the fuck you guys were. So I was like, Mom, have you seen everybody? She's like, oh, I gave money for beer in the parking lot drinking.
That's fucking awesome. And then we ended up going back to my fucking folks' house and having a fire later that night, didn't we? That'd have been the most romantic wedding night ever for you. I've been fucking.
That would have been the better fucking option.
He's like, God, that
night was horrible.
He's like, I've been fucking this bitch for like 6 years already. What do I got to fucking prove tonight? I mean, really.
We were at that hotel downtown across from Sapphire's in the honeymoon suite.
The fucking Quality Inn?
Oh, we had the fucking honeymoon suite, which it was a heart-shaped hot tub. Yeah. Mirrors all on the fucking walls. Mirrors on the fucking ceiling above the heart-shaped hot tub.
Nothing like watching your own ass work.
Yeah, you can see your own asshole there. That's
awesome. There were footprints on the fucking mirrored ceiling above the hot tub. And that ceiling had to be an 8-9 foot ceiling easily.
Someone was getting fucked well.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then later someone was fucked weller.
Well, I was thinking, I was like,
No. No?
Did not have sex at night.
What?
Your wedding night?
We got there. She's like, I don't feel good. I just want to go to bed. Yeah. She's like, that's literally what she sounded like. I didn't lay for 10 years. I got that voice on fucking lockdown. So anyway, all I do that night for fucking an hour and a half is pull fucking pins out of her hair. As soon as that's done, fucking falls down, goes to sleep. That was my fucking honeymoon night.
My wedding night, we get
that's
home.
That's sexy.
And Dickhead and another one of our friends, Jay, is in my house trying to get their damn clothes and get out before we get there.
Why were my clothes at your house?
Yes, they were.
Why were my clothes at your house?
I don't know, because we got dressed there.
I wasn't in the wedding party.
Yeah, what were you doing there? It was you and Jay.
I don't know. We went to get something. That was when you lived in that fucking duplex in the Dale, baby.
Yes.
Ow.
So I walk in thinking, I'm like, you know, it's fucking.
It's go time.
And you didn't have to worry about knocking her up.
No. Here are these two dill holes. So we get home. We go to sleep for about 2 hours, and then she gets woken up. It's my wedding night. Can't say no.
Hey, you can't fuck the base of my skull. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Why the fuck were we there?
Maybe you just took him there.
Was he in the wedding party?
His stuff, yeah.
What did he do?
He was an usher.
I almost remember a garbage bag full of clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that had to have been what it was. Did you guys get ready there before the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Why the fuck was I probably should have had no business fucking driving.
You know the mistake?
Oh, no, we weren't 21 yet. We weren't even drinking.
No. I was.
Just barely.
But I was.
That's some bullshit.
Hammer time.
I remember doing shots of fucking hot damn in the parking lot of the Knights of Columbus.
I made the mistake of buying my wedding party flasks as a gift.
That, sir, was stupid.
Thinking, you know, nobody will actually fill them.
Fuck!
Everybody fill them.
Jesus Christ, no shit.
And then we ran them dry and went and got some more.
Well, and then, like, they had a bar. There was a bar there.
Yeah.
And people were fucking sneaking drinks left and right. Like, hey. Hey, man.
Well, you know who security was that night?
Your dad?
Yeah.
That was a mistake. That was a mistake. Because I don't think he's drinking soda. Yeah, that was a good time.
Nobody cares about this.
Look, yeah, maybe not. Let's give us a little insight into our lives.
Maybe we have a listener that's engaged and
then
we can help him out.
Big Smooth and everything changed.
What's that?
And then I met Big Smooth and everything changed.
Big Smooth. That fucking pimp ride.
I am going to take a poll right of her so you can put her up on the website.
Oh, she's a her now. Now you're riding women. That's a new development. Okay, so a little political thing real quick, and then we'll get off of it, and we won't, because people say that the political stuff kind of makes them...
It causes violence.
Right. Yeah. Here's the problem that I have. A kid on the quick stop boards said, and I quote, "I don't want to vote because I'll be voting for the lesser of two evils." My argument is this. You are always voting for the lesser of evils.
There's way more than two fucking choices
on the ballot.
Plus the option of fucking writing in.
Right, and that's not the point. Like, you got the Green Party and the Socialist Party.
Right.
But that's not even my point. My point is you're always picking the least of the evils because humans are fucking inherently flawed, right?
Right.
So you're picking the person that you think would be best out of the given choice of people. Correct? It's not from and like you said, you have a write-in. So technically, you're picking
you
from everyone
you
in the United
to, right.
States. Every naturalized citizen of the fucking United States, you can pick to be president.
The world,
right?
Even. You could write down a fucking the Unicorn if you really want to.
Or you could, but there's no chance at Carl the Unicorn.
If you could, you could.
But this fucking mook says, he says, well, I'm not going to vote for – I'm not even going to bother voting because he doesn't have – the guy I want doesn't even have a chance. I'm like, you dumb motherfucker. Okay? It's not about having a chance. That makes it a fucking popularity contest, which you already said you hate, right? You don't want it to be up. Okay, so you're voting for the guy you think has a chance. What?
Easy. You're starting to fucking that vein starting to stick on your head. You're starting to seize up.
Right. Okay. My point being is it's always the lesser of the evils because humans are inherently evil. We are fucking bad people.
Not true. There was one election I voted for. It would have been 2 years ago for a senator or a congressman in this district. I'm not making this up. Ran under the Pirate Party. And he was a self-professed pirate from Davenport. And on his website, he said he was all about evil and drinking and raising hell. That's what he was all about.
So
that's what he stood for.
You're not disproving my point.
I voted for this guy under the Pirate Party.
You're not disproving my point.
He's not fucking evil.
Though.
He admitted it.
That doesn't make him not evil. It just makes him honest.
Exactly. How many politicians are fucking honest? One.
Right.
The pirate dude.
But I'm saying
that he got his ass slaughtered.
That doesn't make him like
but
not
I voted
evil.
For motherfucker.
That doesn't make him not evil or not flawed. My point is that you're always voting for the best person from this given choice of candidates that you think would be okay for the job, or the best choice from this group. Right. Okay. So. That's fucking democracy, all right? And you can still write in a candidate. If you're the only one to write in that candidate, yeah, they're not going to win. But you still got to fucking have your voice heard.
Right.
You still got – it still went through the fucking machine. And then not only that –
it'll be recorded somewhere.
But if you fucking did a write-in, not only does it go through the machine, they actually have to fucking take that thing out by hand and count that one motherfucking vote because the machine can't read your handwriting. So you are actually more heard than the regular fucking voters that is just reading their
fucking
dot. You are
fucking the government.
So you're more important at that point because they had to take extra time to count your fucking vote. So you fucking ignorant prick, you should be ashamed of yourself and should have your fucking citizenship revoked because you don't fucking understand the process. You don't know what you're talking about, and you're fucking ignorant. And there's worse things in this world than being ignorant. One of them is being dead. Okay?
Why do you keep pointing at Weller? He didn't say
it's a general fucking point. I'm actually pointing at the gazelle right now. Because that fucking gazelle has more right to vote than this fucking douchebag who was making the argument that fucking...
The idiot thing, actually,
that
put
was
it,
awesome.
It was on the ballot.
Yeah, it was.
The
yeah.
idiot thing was on the ballot.
Yeah, yeah. The original.
I hope
yeah.
it fails. I hope
no, it passed. It passed
fuck.
By fucking.
You want him to leave a idiot?
That should be a law that fucking idiots can't vote.
Laws are open.
Well, the law is still the
maybe.
Same. It's people that are judged mentally incompetent, which would give leeway for our fucking test.
It
that we
narrows it down, though. There's more idiots in mental.
There should still
people.
There should be a test, and they should call it the citizenship test. And there should be a citizenship class that you have to take before you're allowed to vote, because you should be informed before you can vote. They shouldn't allow fucking non-informed people to vote, because then they become like this fucking lotism fucking douche from the Quick Stop boards that makes me all fucking pissed off and makes me want to fucking drive to New York and punch him in his Adam's apple, because that motherfucker shouldn't be allowed to fucking express his opinion about anything now, because literally he is so fucking stupid that it makes me feel like I'm retarded just by fucking responding to him.
Yeah, it wasted your life reading
right
that.
I've wasted too much time talking about this already, but the motherfucker is so fucking stupid. And so I said, and to the tune of you know, Battle Hymn of the Republic, the glory, glory.
Yes.
Can you do that in the background for a second?
Probably not.
Can you do it for a second? Glory, glory.
Do you want me to sing?
Yeah, just do the glory, glory, you know. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Just do that.
That's all I know.
Yeah, that's just do it. Repeat it. Yeah, that's good enough. Just hum it. Did the original 13 colonies have a chance? What? Come on. Fucking keep up, motherfucker. I'm making a point here. Did our men at Bastogne in France and Belgium have a chance? Did a young black man who decided one day he was going to run for president have a chance? No, none of these people had a chance, but they all made their fucking way. God damn it. They made their way in this world, and they made it happen. It doesn't matter if somebody has a fucking chance in a democracy. You make a chance. You make that fucking shit happen. And as an American, you should vote. It doesn't matter whether you fucking choose the candidate that's going to win. It matters that you choose the candidate that you want to win, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey, you gonna fall off that soapbox?
I'm good now.
Zach, if there were more of me and I had clones, right now I would stand up and start a slow clap.
That would be fucking awesome. That's awesome. That's fucking. That's just bullshit. Why would you fucking. As an American, as a fucking American citizen, why would you make a fucking statement so stupid as my vote won't count? It's not about whether or not your vote counts, it's about the fact that you are allowed to have a vote.
Yeah.
Even that fucking ignorant little. prick still is allowed that vote.
You can even go in and where you write in your candidate, put, I don't want to vote, and fucking put it in there. You have to write down that they didn't want to vote.
Or you could fucking put Yoda. Granted, he talks all funky, but maybe he's got some good ideas.
You can even draw a picture of your fucking cock.
You know, it'd be put a it in great there. Presidential team.
Mm-hmm.
Yoda with a vice of Carl.
No, dude, why? Just let Carl go, man. Just let him go. Just let him go.
Buy me a lot of drinks.
He didn't buy you shit. He stole those drinks. Fucking, he's on a unicorn salary, for Christ's sake. And you know what? While I'm on a rant, fucking emo kids. I'm sick and tired of it.
Like okay? The birds?
Huh? Like what?
Emos like the birds?
No, that's emu. And those fucking things will kill you.
Emo. They growl. Did you know that?
I've heard. They growl.
And they don't kick backwards. They kick sideways.
I know. They will fuck you up, man.
For those that don't know, what Tribbity does is emo is basically goth with feelings.
Yeah. I believe my favorite new quote that I heard on the internet was, I wish my lawn was emo so it'd cut itself.
Yeah.
Fuck the... Fuck. Okay, look. You know what? Guess what? You're not original. You're not original because, I'm going to fucking show everybody I've got original ideas. Then why the fuck do you dress like all your fucking friends, okay? You know what? Have a fucking personality. Try that out for a fucking change. Oh. Don't fucking shock me with your look.
I met fucking an emo guy with a personality, dude. It was fucking – it was not right.
Was he right. Was he a half fag or
like,
what?
I didn't even know because like
was
I do not
mime?
Watch – I don't have cable, so I don't watch fucking TV or anything. I don't listen to current radio stations, listen to fucking classic rock, listen to my fucking iPod, listen to my old shit. I don't keep current on this
and
stuff.
And he's like, have you heard this great new band, My Chemical Romance?
I'm with my friends at this bar. We're sitting down on Main Street.
And that's your fucking first problem
right
there.
This weird-looking kid comes walking in with a whole bunch of women, and he was with some fucking hot girls, and this dude was just
Can I stop you for just a sec? You're a grown-up, and you were drinking on Main Street. Continue.
Yeah, not on the hill.
No, Main Street just as bad.
Oh, no. Main Street is much better than the fucking hill.
Were you in the Blue Room?
No.
Then it's not any better than the fucking hill. They're all fucking college fucking teeny bopper bars. If you're in the Blue Room, I'll cut you some fucking slack.
Cypress is fucking nice, dude.
So, well, that's not on Main Street, though.
It's like 10 steps off fucking Main Street.
But the point being...
Okay.
All right, then. Continue.
It was at the Landmark. But anyway.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Zach loves the Landmark.
Oh, I know he does.
Fuck's sake.
I drank the Landmark with you fucking ass.
Yeah, but because I was trying to get fucking pussy, not because I thought it was a fucking fun place to hang out.
So anyway, I'm at the fucking Landmark, and this like herd of fucking smoking hot girls comes in with this guy that just looks like a fucking douche. And they're all talking, and this guy's just sitting there, and he turns to our table. He's like, hey, guys. He's like, you look pretty cool. And we're all having a private conversation. We're like, what? Who the fuck is this dude? And we're like, hey. He's like, you guys want something cool? He's like, he fucking lifts up his shirt. This dude's like fucking like 50 pounds overweight. His fucking nipples are pierced. Has these fucking huge hoops in his fucking nipples. He's just fucking holding up his shirt, fucking shaking his fucking man tits, like rubbing them like fucking all over my fucking good friend.
So he's
fucking
doing,
covered in fucking man tit.
Doing the treble shuffle.
And then he puts his shirt down. And he's like, I'm in a fucking band. You guys should check us out. We're way better than Taking Back Sunday. That's what he sounds like.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, who the fuck is Taking Back Sunday? He's like, exactly, man. Our band's way better.
Fuck.
And then I'm like, what the fuck did I just see? What the fuck? I go nuts because like, I love music. So I'm like, I go home like, what the fuck is, what is this shit?
Right.
It is shit.
Yeah. For Taking Back Sunday, taking it back from what? Okay, the only people that fucking take Sunday to begin with are the fucking Jews and the Catholics. And do you really want anything either one of those fucking groups of people have? No, because one of them fucking killed Christ, and the other one's way confused about who he really was. What?
So yeah, that's my basic emu. Or emu.
They growl and they kick sideways.
That's my basic giant bird story.
They have huge pierced man nipples.
Yeah, fucking throw that shit in your face, dude.
I'm telling you, that fucking big bird... Bears nipples. Birds don't have nipples, man. Only mammals have nipples.
Nipples.
Nipples. That's Frizzly. Nipples.
Speaking of nipples.
Did you? Okay. All right, then. Fucking, I just don't understand the whole fucking emo philosophy. It's like, I'm going to, no one has ever experienced the pain that I've experienced. No one's ever felt the fucking disenfranchisement.
Like fucking high school is that, exactly, that fucking horrible.
Exactly. Yeah. They're all little.
Oh, my girlfriend just broke up with me. We've been dating for 2 weeks. Oh, my test was so hard. I got my driver's license. Oh,
my testicles still haven't descended.
Grow fucking up, man. You're fucking like 18.
Well, I remember Jesus. High school, and it wasn't tough.
No.
You show up, you fucking take a test, and you know what? You don't even have to fucking study for it because it's not really that hard. I took college tests. Those were fucking tough,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And like real college, not like Hawkeye Community College.
Even fucking college wasn't that bad.
Yeah. College, you
know, get loans, which at the time you're not fucking paying for.
Yeah, but
you
am
pay
now.
Later, which... That's fucking real world. Now is the fucking yeah. Now is when Welcome you should be fucking crying and listen to fucking like Man Moo.
Yeah.
What? Man Moo.
If I was really depressed and wanted to listen to music to make me feel better, I would listen to Man Moo.
What the fuck is Man Moo?
Something I just fucking made up.
Oh, okay. Alright.
I'm just saying shit right now is fucked up.
Now,
so if there was music about fucking shit, it'd be
Man
a fucking
Moo?
Man Moo.
Like every
Emu's like fucking little kids whining shit about how horrible their fucking little
like
kid
elbow?
Life is.
Every time I fucking have to pay my fucking $350 a month fucking bill from my college that didn't give me anything,
that
then
fucking
I should,
sucks.
Then I should cut myself, right?
Exactly.
I should fucking I should wear fucking contact lenses that are the wrong color. I should fucking dye my fucking eyebrows jet black. I should fucking pierce my nipples because my life is fucking hard. You know what? Oh, Cindy wouldn't go to prom with me. Oh, wait. You're supposed to be emo. You're supposed to not fucking care. You're supposed to be like anti-establishment. Why the fuck were you going to prom in the first place? You fucking poser. You have become what you fucking hate, you fucking sheep. You fucking join a big group and you're all like, oh, we're all individuals. Oh, wait, we're all dressed the same. We're like a fucking gang. Oh, we're like the fucking Nazis. Why don't you go kill some Jews, you fucking black hair dyed people?
Holy shit.
What?
Breathe.
Why?
In through your nose, out through your mouth.
Wow, oh, fucking yell so
on your face and
pissed. That's a bullshit. Why the fuck? Seriously.
Hey.
What?
They have feelings.
No, they fucking don't. They're fake feelings. They don't even know what they fucking feel. They're feeling what My Chemical Romance told them to fucking feel this week. Oh, you're supposed to be so sad because things are so rough, right? Like, oh, you don't even know. You didn't get the iPod you wanted. It wasn't the right color. They ran out of black, so you had to have chartreuse. Chartreuse doesn't say pain. Chartreuse says great jig for fishing for walleyes. Shut the fuck up! What?
No, I just... I totally agree. This,
I agree, but not quite so loudly.
Some fucking bullshit. Like, what the fuck does a high school kid have to be all upset about? You know, okay, the
no,
kids,
exactly.
Fucking kids that went to Columbine, not the ones that did the shooting, but the ones that got shot. I could see
I'd
being
say the,
a little
the number
upset.
One, the number one complaint about high school would probably be parents, which, guess what? I'm pretty sure they're not fucking charging you rent. They don't charge you fucking utilities. Enjoy the shit. If you they make you work, fucking save the money. You might be making fucking $8 an hour, but guess what? You don't fucking have any bills, you piece of shit. Maybe a car. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, but my car isn't new enough. My car isn't fucking, it's not a fucking Prius.
Don't talk to me about
fuck.
Your car.
Oh, wham. Oh, your car's killing the environment. Oh, you know what? Good news. Gas is half price now. Fuck the fuck right off, you fucking mook. I hate fucking emo kids. I wish that I was allowed to fucking run one over a week with my car.
So, yes, if you are now an emo that decides you don't want to be emo anymore, fucking Journey. Journey's Man Moo. It will cheer you up.
Yeah. Yeah, Journey, yeah.
Fucking don't
Journey.
Stop believing,
Journey.
Kid.
Did you ever play that Atari game, Journey Escape? They had their own video
uh-uh.
game. Yeah, their own video game for Atari 2600. Yeah. It was fucking sucked.
That Aerosmith Revolution game sucked balls.
Oh, Revolution X?
Yeah.
Everybody
Fucking fucking shooting CDs at like fucking.
Oh, what system was that for?
It was a PlayStation. There was a PlayStation. I have that still.
Oh, God, that fucking game sucked. Oh, I played it at
Revolution
your house.
X, yeah.
Yeah. And it was one of those like, it wasn't actually animated. It was just like stop motion pictures of them.
Yeah.
Like it was actually them, but like it was just, I wish it was. It was. Oh, I fucking hated it. But I'd play the shit out of it at the arcade because it was Aerosmith, and I'm a sucker for
it. And if you beat
it
and find all the hidden shit, you'd get to see like them doing a little animated. Was it? There was fucking one cheesy ass song. They only played 30 seconds of it at the very end of it. Ragdoll, I think it was
Ragdoll.
Yeah,
really. That song's like fucking like, 20 years old.
There's like some big screen. You found all the hidden shit. Here's your special prize. Your own private Aerosmith concert. Dun, dun, like there's the first like 10 bars of Ragdoll, all like computerized Ragdoll, like, and then it's over like, with.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
You be leaving out the back door.
Yeah.
Fucking. Grr.
And we played fucking shitty video games like that, and I thought that was mildly cool back then.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking shit kids are playing with now. Oh, way fucking
could,
better.
You know, they got a controller that vibrates. The chicks are even into it now, because they just fucking, they put their fucking, they play two players, shove that thing in their crotch, and let their boyfriend go to town. Right? That's what, no? All right. Well, that's my dream. Play some Gears of War with their... Wanna? What? Definition of irony, you wearing a Flash shirt.
I guess you've never seen me fuck.
And we're done. It's over.
Man, I need some water.
Anybody have anything to add? We fucking burned through this show with absolutely fucking no direction. Oh, fuck! I totally forgot.
Oh, whoa.
The fuck? I got it real quick. Next week's show, special guest, Marcus from Last Comic Standing.
Nice.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Marcus, who should have fucking won Last Comic Standing. We won't get into it right now. Eliza Schlesinger can lick my balls. She has some nice boobies. Some big boobies on her. Some good boobies. That's, NBC likes some boobies is what I'm saying right now. Marcus from Last Comic Standing is going to do a call-in. It's going to be a technological adventure, but we're going to do it.
I will bring haikus.
Bring haikus for next week?
Fuck yeah. Haikus.
Fuck yeah. This may be our best show ever next week.
So if you don't want to have it ruined, don't fucking look at my
don't look at MySpace. If you don't, if you,
I'll have more than that, but
no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
Fucking spoilers. You, anything? You gonna bring anything to the fucking table? You gonna contribute? I'm bringing a fucking star. Like a real deal, like traveling fucking network star. Weller's bringing haikus. What do you got?
I'll bring your Christmas ass whooping early.
I don't want that this year. Santa promised I wouldn't get my teeth knocked out this year.
You know, Santa promised you wouldn't get the special delivery this year.
Howdy ho! Oh crap, it's the Christmas poo. Hey guys! I'm Mr. Hanky. Have some poop. No, so you're not bringing nothing?
I don't know. I'll think about it.
Oh, well. Well, way to promise the fan stuff. All right, so that's been this week's Misinformation, episode 32. Big episode, because it's 2 after 30. I'm Zach.
I'm Willer.
And I'm apparently useless.
Love you.
Lighting candles, long division, high school makes me cry. At the bike rack, score some weed. Mary won't go out with me. So now I have to bleed.
Bleed! 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 Open up my vein and let me bleed. Let the blood go down on me. Cause Mary won't
go out with me.
Bleed emo.